Sea Alaska shareholders will learn tomorrow whether they'll see a major change in leadership. That's when the Regional Corporation for Southeast Natives releases results of a board term limits ballot measure. If it passes, 11 of 13 members will be barred from running for re-election over the next 3 years, but they could run again later after waiting a term. Five sitting board members are being challenged by eight independent candidates in this year's board elections. If term limits pass, they would take effect during next year's elections. Sea Alaska posted a loss of almost $41 million in 2008. Corporate spokesman Todd Antioquia says those numbers were difficult to report. He says the board will try and reassure shareholders tomorrow that the company is in good shape.
It very much was a circumstance of the recession. It was, you know, the losses that we reported are unrealized, and they're non-cash losses. So that's the number one message we're delivering to our tribal member shareholders, that the $41 million was the value of those investments at 12/31, but we still own them. So as the markets rebound, the value of those assets could rebound as well.
Antioquia says that Sea Alaska's shift to a percent of market value dividend formula will spread losses over 5 years, and shareholders will continue to receive dividends during the recession. A second resolution before Sea Alaska members would give original shareholders 65 and older 100 extra shares of life estate stock. Such shares bring limited dividends. They carry no voting power and cannot be inherited by descendants.